FBI Director Louis Freeh today announced that he will retire from the Bureau next month. He'd been talking about retiring for a couple of years, but it was thought he was reluctant to leave while Bill Clinton was president and would nominate his successor. During Freeh's nearly 8-year tenure, the FBI sometimes seemed to reel from one controversy into the next, but as NPR's Barbara Bradley reports, none seemed to stick.
Louis Freeh looks every bit the FBI director. He stands ramrod straight, he is often humorless, and he's considered very smart. But his tenure has been anything but straightforward. From the day he was sworn in September 1993, Freeh was besieged with problems, some inherited. One was Waco. 5 months before he took office, FBI agents fired on the Branch Davidian compound. The compound burned down, taking the lives of some 80 adults and children. Freeh escaped relatively unscathed, but that wasn't the case with Ruby Ridge. In 1992, FBI agents had broken the rules of engagement and killed the wife and son of a white separatist named Randy Weaver. Later, at Senate hearings, Freeh refused to criticize his men, to the consternation of Republican Senator Fred Thompson.
And you say you weren't there, you can't judge. That's exactly what you've got to do.
Based on my understanding of the facts, I have come to a judgment. My judgment clearly is that it was a constitutional shot. That doesn't mean that it was a good shot.
This earned Freeh a reputation of being fiercely loyal to his men. If Waco and Ruby Ridge were inherited, other controversies were not. After a bomb exploded at the Olympics in Atlanta in 1996, FBI agents used deceptive techniques during an interview with the suspect, Richard Jewell. Freeh apparently knew about the interview. Jewell was publicly accused of the bombing. It turned out he had nothing to do with it. Freeh later said the agents' methods were wrong. Also under Freeh, the nation's premier forensic laboratory came under heavy criticism for errors and sloppy practices. And then there was Chinese espionage. After it appeared that China had stolen our most advanced nuclear technology, the FBI moved slowly to find a suspect. When the technology theft became public, agents quickly nabbed Wenho Li, a nuclear scientist at Los Alamos National Laboratory. They kept him in jail and shackles for 9 months. Then the FBI's case fell apart. Afterwards, Freeh tried to defend the FBI's performance, saying it was calculated to get information.
The case against Dr. Li remained very strong. A conviction on each and every count, however, would not have guaranteed the cooperation of Dr. Li.
And yet, according to James Dempsey, a former counsel at the House Judiciary Committee, Freeh deflected criticism like Teflon.
Given the number of problems that were revealed, it's remarkable how much credibility he retained and how the FBI went through a number of scandals and came out with more powers or more authority.
Republicans loved Freeh because he clearly was not Bill Clinton's man. While Attorney General Janet Reno was refusing to ask for an independent counsel to investigate campaign finance, Freeh thought the administration should be investigated. Freeh was called to testify before a House committee and managed to walk the tightrope between pleasing Republicans and not quite condemning the administration.
I recommended appointment of an independent counsel to investigate whether crimes may have been committed. But nothing more should be inferred from that recommendation.
Freeh's political instincts proved a boon to the Bureau. Congress kept increasing the FBI's budget. The FBI's reach expanded, often at the expense of other agencies like the CIA. Under his tenure, the Bureau pulled off some major coups, catching the Unabomber, for example, and a major spy named Aldrich Ames. But even then, the FBI refused to turn any kind of searchlight on itself. After Ames, a CIA officer, was arrested, the CIA began giving routine polygraphs to its employees. Not so the FBI. Freeh argued it would be demoralizing. That changed, of course, with the capture of Robert Hansen, a counterintelligence expert at the FBI. This year, Hansen was arrested for spying for the Russians for the better part of 15 years. Freeh recently decided that many more agents will receive routine polygraphs. Even critics say the FBI director is one of the toughest jobs on earth, so of course there will be ups and downs. Clinton Van Zandt, a longtime agent, says in the end, Freeh will go down as a great director.
I think he was the right person at the right time with the right attitude. And when I was an agent, I enjoyed being up at headquarters in a major case and seeing the director come in, take off his coat, and sit down like an agent, which he was for 18 years, and look at it with the same investigative eyes as well as prosecutive eyes that he developed over the years.
Already the speculation as to who will succeed Free has begun. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.